Let's talk body positivity and self-love. This isn't gonna, I think I'm gonna just make this a safe for work audio and not have it end in an orgasm as my audios typically do. But this is an idea I've had for a while that I want to talk about, and I like to open up the discussion and just the conversation about it as well. But let's start plain and simple. Honestly, I'm a 7 out of 10 at best. I have acne scarring, stretch marks, unperfect teeth, because my parents divorced before I could get braces. Extra weight that I don't want. And I haven't done squats for in over a year because of COVID. So my butt's not where I want it to be. And I could go on. And I'm sure you could go on. And I know that's a way to start this audio with listing things I don't like about myself, but I won't continue this part because that's not what this is about. I don't want to fixate on stuff like that. In society beauty standards, I am probably a 7 out of 10 at best. But I treat myself like I'm a 12 out of 10 because I damn well deserve it. And so do you. When I started listing off insecurities about my body, did you also start thinking of ones of yourself? Like, I started this with flaws. I started this naming off flaws to show that I am just as natural and as simple of a human being as I possibly can be. I am aware of what I look like, and I'm also aware of the way I treat myself. And that's with self-love and self-respect. And for you who is listening, if you do not love yourself, I want to ask you one question. Why not? Now, did the immediate answer of my question begin a list of flaws and insecurities for you? Or does it bring up the negativity that someone else has imposed on you? Or perhaps who the world tells you to be? This isn't about others. This is about you. And so I will ask again, why do you not love yourself? Why exhaust the one thing we can control? There is so much limiting us in this world already on the outside perspective. Why not create this positivity within the inside? Because you can control what you think of yourself. You can control how you treat yourself. And you can control who you are to yourself. There is a safe space that is home within our bodies, that is built with inside you. A home that manifests love and happiness. As your outside shell takes care of this soft warmth inside of you. And this is your safe home that you can always carry with you. And you can control this love within you towards yourself and feed it back to your heart and create a positive environment within your internal being. Because you deserve to have that love and care always. Your outside shell is just a beautiful body that holds all of the goodness that makes you, you. And to me, you are both wonderful inside and out, and every part of you is worth loving. And I think you should love the amazing person that you are. And at the end of the day, that is all we want, is to be loved, isn't it? So if we can start from ourselves, if we can start from inside ourselves, we can learn to love others the way our hearts are meant to be. After all, we're placed on this world to love people. The only thing factoring between when we enter this earth and when we leave this earth is the love that we create within the time in between. And that's what we leave with. Is this heart filled with love from what we were created? And out of all the hearts that we love, the only heart that we take away at the end is our own. Regardless of how many hearts you've melted along the way, your heart is the only one you hold within that entire time. So fully love it. Fully embrace it. Love it deeply. And love all who you are. And don't stop loving.